Good morning and welcome to our Community Connection, a very special one today. On the telephone with me, we have one of the best financial experts you're going to find. It is Paul Hood from Paul Hood & Associates. How are you doing today?
Man, I'm amazing. It's great. Yeah, except for it's kind of cloudy right now. Okay. I'd rather it be about 85 degrees and nice outside, but it makes it easier to stay inside and work.
It does. But that sunshine sounds stimulating. And speaking of stimulating, yeah. We've got these stimulus checks that are coming out. A lot of people are just kind of wondering what it's all about. First of all, Paul, if I could ask, what is indeed a stimulus check?
Well, the reality is a stimulus check is a way of the government putting money back into the economy so that people will spend. And, you know, it's kind of like throwing gasoline on a fire. They're hoping that the American people will get these checks and turn around and go and spend it, pay bills, you know, go out to eat. And so the ripple effect, you know, you throw a pebble in the water, the ripple effect is what they're looking for. So it's not, they know mathematically, if they give somebody $600, the ripple effect that when they go and they buy gas for it or whatever, you know, it creates profit for other people, creates jobs for other people, and so it's to stimulate the economy, if you will, by putting money back into the people's pockets.
Well, can you tell us who will get one of these second stimulus checks?
Yeah, so under current law right now, a single person that makes less than $75,000 a year will get it. A married couple that makes less than $150,000 will get the full stimulus. There's a phase out that goes up from that, like a single person that makes 80 will still get some, but they may not get the whole amount. So it kind of phases out. You know, our government is historically punished people that produce and all of that. So the more money you make, the less they feel like that you need the stimulus. And then you'll get one for your kids. If you have kids under the age of 17, you'll get one. And it creates planning opportunities for people, because what people don't understand is, like the first stimulus, that it's actually based on the 2020 year. So we won't file those tax returns until right now. We're starting to file those now. But they estimated people's eligibility based on 18 or 19 returns. And so what happens is when people file their 2020 return, there's going to be some people that got too much stimulus. There's going to be some people that didn't get a stimulus that should have gotten it. And so there's a corrective measure on this year's tax return to get you that stimulus if you didn't get it. And the good news is if you did get it and you weren't supposed to, you don't have to pay it back. An example would be my youngest son graduated from college in May of 2020. On my 19 tax return, he was claimed. So therefore, he was a dependent over the age of 16, and no stimulus was paid out for him. But because he graduated from college in 2020 and got married, when he files his 2020 tax return, him and his wife will actually get the stimulus check that they should have got the first round. So the thing that we're not 100% sure about is how is that going to work with the second round of stimulus, which, you know, without a crystal ball, I'm 99% sure that corrective measure will be done next year for the when you do the 2021. So in other words, the second round will probably be income and the eligibility will be estimated based on 2019, 2020, but it actually calculated based on 2021, which won't be until next year. So the good news is if you don't get it and you should have gotten it because of, you know, similar things, you'll still get it, but the bad news is it's probably a year from now.
We're talking with Paul Hood from Paul Hood & Associates. And, Paul, we are talking about the stimulus here. Some people have already received their stimulus checks, and some have not. Is there a period of time where this will end? I am sure, but when can folks reasonably expect this?
Well, you know, that's one of the tough things, and we get that question. There doesn't seem to be any rhyme nor reason as to who gets what and when. They do it in waves, so it's not like they push a button and everybody that they think is eligible gets it right away. They do it in waves. The first round, they put people that were on Social Security got it the first wave. And I don't know, we haven't been able to figure out if it's an alphabetical thing, if it's a numeric thing, we don't know. So the thing that we're telling people is be patient. You know, don't spend the money before it gets into your account. Watch your bank account, and usually the banks will say, you know, a deposit is pending. You can try to contact the IRS, but even worse than normal, they're very antiquated. But with COVID, you know, you're more likely to call, and then they'll talk to you for a minute and then say, you know, we're too busy to talk to you and hang up on you. there is an online portal that you can go to irs.gov and try to check. But it creates frustration. But the reality is the frustration comes because of people's need. And unfortunately, the government created that need when, in my opinion, they threw the baby out with the bathwater and shut everybody's business down and caused all these people not to have an income stream. So it's a very difficult situation. People are needing the money and anticipating the money. And unfortunately, they're dealing with a very antiquated, non-efficient methodology. So we don't know. I know they started the first checks deposits, I believe cleared on Monday the 4th, and they're continuing to come. There's been issues with bank accounts being wrong. Typically, the IRS does not make that mistake because once it's in their system, it's in their system. But, you know, banks change their routing numbers, or there's even been already a little bit of identity issues with the IRS. They're not really stealing the taxpayer's identity, but they're trying to figure out and stepping into the shoes of to intercept your money. So the bad news is, and the good news is you'll still get it. Bad news is when. It could be a year from now.
Oh, boy. What form will we see these checks? Are these paper checks, digital money transfers? How did this take place?
Yeah, so what happens is when you file your tax return, if you give the IRS your bank account information, which typically if you get a refund, you know, you put in your bank account information, they'll direct deposit it. So if you've done that or you've gone online and provided the IRS your bank account and routing number, those they should be electronically deposited. And those are the ones that will happen first. Mm. If you owe money, like me, to the IRS, I don't want them having my bank account when I file a tax return. So, you know, those kind of people that have not provided their banking information for direct deposit, they will get a check. And again, they'll be later. Who knows later? It may be a week. It may be 6 months. We just don't know. They're not telling us anything.
Oh, goodness sakes. Now, you were talking about some implications on tax forms and what have you. Yeah. Is this taxable income, by the way?
No, it is not taxable income. And the good news is if you've got too much, then you don't have to pay it back. For instance, if your income, for 2019, let's say the first stimulus, because it was based on 2019, if your income was $60,000 as a single person and you got a stimulus and then you have a good year 2020, which is really the calculating year, and your income was $120,000 as a single person, then you normally should not have gotten that stimulus. But you did because they estimated it on a prior year. You do not have to pay that back. Hmm. But if it was reversed and in 2019 your income was $120,000 and you didn't get a stimulus because in the estimating year your income was too high, then when we file the 2020 return, if your income as a single person is below the $75,000, then you'll get that stimulus that you missed out on. And we're assuming the same process will happen with the second round. It's just it'll happen estimated based on 19, but calculated based on 2021 now, because it happened in so early in this year.
Got it. We're talking with Paul Hood from Paul Hood & Associates. And, Paul, is there anything I might have missed on this that people should know?
Well, the big deal is this is not necessarily free money. You know, people need to understand that the government doesn't create anything. They are sending us back our own money, which is an exciting thing. But you've got to be patient. It is a slow-moving organization. Anticipation is everything, and we expect it right away. And unfortunately, we have to be patient. You know, if you owe the government money, they come right after you. But if they owe you money, oftentimes it's a very delayed, delinquent-type process. So deep breaths and be patient. We'll all get through this.
And Paul Hood & Associates, thank you very much here. Paul, how can folks get a hold of you if they need to take that check under their financial hood?
Yeah, yeah. So tax returns or anything, we have offices in Bartlesville, Tulsa, Claremore, Catoosa, Sand Springs, and now two in Round Rock, Texas. You can reach us at any of our offices at 918-336-7600. We offer an hour for free if they want to come visit about different things, whatever it is, or they can go to our website at hoodcpas.com.
And one other thing here, and it's kind of a late thank you, but you participated in a stimulus activity at the very beginning of COVID-19, and there are a lot of people who want to thank you for that. Can you tell us how that went for you?
Yeah, you know, that was a really good deal. God laid on my heart that, you know, when times are tough, you know, we got to pull together. And my buddy Jim Stovall, I don't know if you've ever heard of him. Mm-hmm. He's a New York best-selling author, just an amazing man. He just wrote a book called The Gift of Giving. And it's basically, you know, we've all heard there's more joy in giving than receiving, with some people hard to believe. But when you do it, it does. And so, yeah, it went great. We said the first 2,020 people that sent us a receipt for eating out, we would send them up to $25 back. And, you know, it was a $50,000 commitment. And we just turned that off over the last month or so. It was a huge success. I guess you would say success, a huge stimulus-type deal for this area, and mm-hmm. a lot of people took advantage of it, and we sent out a bunch of $25 checks.
Paul Hood, thank you very much for your time, and thank you very much for helping a lot of people kind of ease their concerns about this the stimulus situation.
You bet. Anybody can call us if they need us.
All righty.